And in healthcare, how good is your nurse? You know how hard it is to get through nursing school? You know, I mean, it's unbelievable. It's one of the toughest degrees that you can get. The Minnesota Nurses Association said 84% of nurses voted yes to authorize the longer strike. That's what's going to happen. Minnesota nurses who walked out for one day earlier this month voted overwhelmingly on Monday to authorize an open-ended strike on 14 hospitals in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. We're talking 12,000 nurses. They went on a one-day walkout back on June 10th saying that they wanted increased staffing in the hospitals and didn't want to, you know, take cuts to their pension. So now what? Naomi English is a ICU nurse from St. Paul, Minnesota. She joins us here on the Ed Schultz Show. Mrs. English, great to have you with us.
Good to be here, Ed.
Now, you're a professional nurse. You're in the intensive care unit. You're not in the PR department, or you're not in the professional speaking business.
You're a middle-aged woman.
There you go. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
What's happening here?
Well, here's what's going on, and it's very simple. As patients get more and more complex, medically complex, people are living longer with more and more chronic illness. They become more and more challenging to care for. So we're after staffing language, which would enable us to provide safe care to patients and would incidentally save these hospitals money, would be able to enable us to move patients around the building in a more expeditious manner and keep them safer. It would also preserve our right, our ability to advocate for our patients, because that's really the role of the nurse. If you think about it, Ed, also what we're trying to do is preserve the infrastructure, if you will, of nursing, and that's our pension, our working conditions, because in this nation, we're probably about 10 years away from needing 1 million more nurses. So we want to be able to attract the best, the brightest, the most compassionate people to our field.
What's going to happen if you go on strike? We're talking 12,000 nurses.
Well, one important distinction. This is an unfair labor practice strike, and the distinction is important because that tells one that the hospitals have broken our federal labor law rights vis-a-vis their workings with us here over the last few weeks, and so that we have the kind of strike that gives us the most rights. So that's an important distinction. The hospital will hire some sort of replacement workers. These aren't your real exemplary people, you might imagine. And they'll staff the place. But we feel very strongly that we need to stand up for our profession, and the time to do that is now.
This is worth striking over.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, we're reasonable people. You know, as you alluded, we're not hotheads. We're people with mortgages and teenagers and, you know, all the kind of minutiae of day-to-day life. We're down-to-earth people.
You think the community's with you?
Absolutely. Nurses are a solid asset to their community, Ed, and the community realizes that.
Well, how long have these negotiations been going on, or have there been any negotiations?
We began sitting down and talking to each other, and I would distinguish that from actual negotiating, with the pension, our Twin Cities pension, on the 5th of March. We began bargaining the other contracts, the labor contracts, the week of the 17th of March.
What's the holdup? What are you asking for?
Well, it's really pretty simple. We want staffing ratios, again, to be able to protect our patients. We want education.
Are they low?
They're low, but, you know, as I've said, the patients are becoming more and more complex. What we also want is educational, more and more educational development. Well, the employer's against that. It doesn't cost them a dime. We want the ability to prepare and protect ourselves and our patients from the next infectious disease epidemic that's come along. It's not been an easy supply of masks and other equipment to protect ourselves and our patients from the H1N1 epidemic, so we're after that. We're also after being able to negotiate how technology is used in the hospital so that it doesn't replace our clinical judgment, and then some other kinds of things. You know, There's a small wage proposal, and then there's also an health insurance benefit proposal on the table. But the real linchpin of this is our ability, our staffing language, our ability to protect our patients.
What kind of increase are you looking for?
Oh, you know, again, this hasn't really even been bargained about, you know. So these things, as you might imagine, when we bargain with hospitals, they kind of buffet these proposals back and forth. None of that's really occurred to date.
You think the doctors are with you?
I think a lot of the doctors are. You know, they're a bit more tentative in their support because, you know, they kind of straddle a line. But yes, a lot of them have approached us quietly and say, you know, we really detest what they're doing to you.
This will be one of the biggest medical strikes in the country.
And largest nursing strike in the country. You're right, Ed.
Naomi English is an ICU nurse, intensive care unit, St. Paul, Minnesota. The Nurses Association deciding that they're going to step out. When is this going to happen?
That's the $64 million question, but can't really tell you. We always, as you know, have to issue a 10-day notice to these hospitals of our intent to go out on strike. We've not yet set a date or anything like that.
Are all these hospitals owned by one entity?
No, sir. They are all acting as one, though, and one of the linchpins of our ULP argument is that there is a collusionary agreement among these hospitals.
Really?
Yes. And that's for the purposes of bargaining with the nurses here. We feel that they're in collusion with each other.
How's the public responding to this? Has there been much feedback?
The public is, you know, one element is the public has some difficulty understanding what nurses actually do. But, you know, if you and I were to drive around the Twin Cities here, Ed, there's 20,000 M&A yard signs. We care for you. And our public has called the M&A office. We want these yard signs. People have come forward with stories, situations where nurses really made a difference in the lives of family members, all sorts of things. We have a solid, solid public support.
What about the replacement workers? I mean, are they going to bring in certified nurses from other parts of the country and put them up in hotels? And is that how this is going to work?
That's pretty much what we're thinking. But, you know, some of these people aren't your stellar players, as you might imagine. They're people who kind of wait, I imagine, for these kind of things to come along. But there, some of them that were here, there were a lot of phone calls made to various regulatory agencies about certain things, certain patient care lapses, problems which were occurring within the hospitals. So, and when we returned to work the next day, there were a lot of problems. You could tell the patients hadn't really been well cared for, a lot of issues.
So it's not the money. Anybody would, you know, fight to keep their pension. Have they been digging into your pension, or what's happening there?
No. It's a defined benefit, kind of jointly administered pension. And, you know, nurses really aren't money people, Ed. If we were, we would have been, you know, stockbrokers or, you know, captains of industry.
So staffing levels, educational development, protection in the workplace against infectious diseases like H1N1.
Sure.
And technology.
Right.
You want, nurses want some input on how the technology is used and implemented. And
absolutely.
Okay. So,
you know, another, there's new technology out in the world, and they try to kind of reformat it to apply it to workers in the workplace. We know we got the urine testing, all that kind of thing. Whenever new technology comes out, they want to apply it to workers.
Are the nurses frustrated? I mean, to vote overwhelmingly in favor of? How long has this been brewing? You needed 66% of voting nurses to support such a job action.
We delivered an overwhelming response, far above the two-thirds. That we've been planning this for months. We knew it was headed our way. We've been talking to people, getting everyone on board. We're at this point a very disciplined group, and we know what we're up against. We suffer no delusions about that, and we're willing to fight for our patients and willing to fight to preserve this.
Are you willing to give up your job? I mean, aren't you putting your job on the line?
I don't think that we are. I don't think that nurses are putting our jobs on the, because we have federal labor law to protect us. And also the reality here is that they can't instantly replace 12,800 nurses, which is pretty much the headcount here among M&A nurses in this market.
Amazing. We'll follow the story. Naomi English, appreciate your time today.
Thank you, sir.
1-877-934-6833. I don't know if I'm in the intensive care. I certainly would want a quality nurse. It's interesting how it's not so much about money as it is about workplace conditions, which, of course, would affect you if you are a consumer in the hospital. 1-877, we got in. Love your emails at edit@edschultzshow.com. The White House kicking it to tomorrow for the president on the McChrystal story. We're right back on the Ed Schultz Show.